How Boots Befooled the King. This is a tale about a young man who used his wits so he could marry the king's beautiful daughter. Once upon a time, there was a king who was the wisest in all of the world. So wise was he that no one had ever befooled him, which is a rare thing, I can tell you. Now this king had a daughter who was as pretty as a ripe apple, so that there was no end to the number of lads who came asking to marry her. Every day there were two or three of them dawdling around the house, so at last the old king grew tired of having them always about. So he sent word far and near that whoever should befool him might have the princess and half of the kingdom to boot, for he thought that it would be a wise man indeed who could trick him. But the king also said that whoever should try to befool him and should fail should have a good whipping. This was to keep all foolish fellows away. The princess was so pretty that there were many lads who came to have a try for her and half of the kingdom, but every one of these went away with a sore back and no luck. Now there was a man who was wealthy and who had three sons. The first was named Peter, and the second was named Paul. Peter and Paul thought themselves as wise as anybody in all of the world, and their father thought that as they did. As for the youngest son, he was named Boots. Nobody thought anything of him except that he was silly, for he did nothing but sit poking in the warm ashes all of the day. One morning,
"Good morning, Father and brothers."
"Good morning, Peter."
"Good morning, Peter."
"I've decided to go to town and have a try at befooling the king. It would be a fine thing to have a princess in the family."
"I do not say no to that, my son. If anybody is wise enough to befool the king, it is you, my lad."
So after Peter had eaten a good breakfast, off he set for town, right foot foremost. After a while, he came to the king's house.
"Well, what do you want?"
"Oh, I would only like to have a try at befooling the king."
"Very good, you shall have your try. You are not the first one who has been here this morning, early as it is."
"Ho, ho, ho, another one."
"Look, sire, yonder are three black geese out in the courtyard."
"Ha, ha, 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 one goose is enough to look at a time. Take him away and give him a whipping."
And so they did, and Peter went home bleating like a sheep.
"What a fine morning. Good morning, Father, brothers."
"Good morning, Paul."
"Good morning, Paul."
"Today I should like to go and have a try for the princess."
"I will not say no, Paul, for you are more clever than Peter."
So off Paul went, as merrily as a duck in the rain. By and by he came to the castle, and then he too was brought before the king, just as Peter had been.
"Oh, look, sire! Yonder is a crow sitting in the tree with three white stripes on his back."
"Here is a jack who will soon have more stripes on his back than he will like. Take him away and give him his whipping."
Then it was done as the king had said, and Paul went home bawling like a calf. "Good morning, Father, Peter, and Paul. Today it is my turn to have a try for the pretty princess."
"You little dumb ox.
The lout wants to try where Peter and I have failed."
"Your clever brothers have nothing to show for the trying but a good beating. And now you, the stirrer of ashes, think you can do better? Here is a pretty business, to be sure."
"No matter. I would like to go and have a try like the others. Please, Father, may I have your permission?"
"Well, I don't know."
"Please, Father, please."
"Oh, all right, go. At least I'll be rid of your teasing, if nothing else."
"Thank you, Father. And may I take the old tattered hat back of the chimney?"
"Yes, yes, take it, for nobody with good wits is likely to wear such a thing."
So Boots took the hat, and after he had brushed the ashes from his shoes, set off for the town. The first person he met was an old woman with a great load of earthenware pots and crocks on her shoulders. Good day, Mother.
Good day, son.
What will you take for all of your pots and crocks?
3 shillings.
I will give you 5 shillings if you will come and stand in front of the king's house and... When I say...
Oh, yes, I'll willingly do that.
So Boots and the old woman went on together and presently came to the king's house. When they had come there, Boots sat down in front of the gate and began yelling as loudly as he could. No, I will not. I will not do it, I say. No, I will not do it.
Guard, what's going on out there?
Sire, a young man sits yelling at the gate. Why he yells, I know not.
I'll look into this.
No, I will not. I will not do it, I say.
Stop! Stop! What is all this yelling about?
Oh, Your Highness, excuse me if I disturbed you. It's just that everybody wants to buy my cap, but I will not sell it. I will not do it, I say.
But your cap is old and tattered. Why should anybody want to buy such a cap as that?
Ah, because it's a fooling cap, and the only one in all of the world.
A fooling cap? I should like to see you fool someone with it. Could you fool that old body yonder with the pots and the crocks?
Yes, easily. First, I take off my cap, blow into it, put it back on my head, and now, break pots! Break pots! No sooner had he spoken than the old woman jumped up and began breaking and smashing her pots as though she had gone crazy. That was what Boots had paid her 5 shillings for doing, but of it the king knew nothing.
I must buy that hat from the fellow, or he will fool the princess away from me for sure and certain. That is a very remarkable hat, Boots. Perhaps you would sell it to me, the king, for I would use it wisely.
With all due respect, Your Highness, I couldn't think of selling my fooling cap.
Come, come, lad, I want that hat. I will give you a whole bag of gold for it.
Well, I suppose I will have to sell it sometime, and a king might as well have it as anybody else. But for all that, I do not like parting with it. So the king gave Boots a bag of gold, and Boots gave the king the old tattered hat and went his way. After Boots had gone, the king blew into the hat and blew into the hat. But though he blew enough breath into it to sail a big ship, he did not befool one single person. At last he realized that he was the one who had been fooled. As for Boots, with his bag of gold, he bought the finest clothes there were to be had in the town and came next morning to the castle.
Sire, I have come to marry the princess, if you please.
Yes, you befooled me, to be sure, but I cannot give up the princess for such a thing as that. There is a high counselor who is the wisest man in all of the world. Do you think that you can fool him also?
Yes, that might be done.
Very well. If you can befool the high counselor so as to bring him to the castle tomorrow morning against his will, you should have the princess in half the kingdom. If you do not, you shall have your beating.
Boots went away, and the king thought that he was rid of him now for good. As for the High Counselor, he went home and armed all his servants with blunderbusses, which are old-fashioned guns, and sat waiting to surprise Boots when he came.
Ah, what a good night's sleep! Ah, I'm right on time. The sun is just bringing light to the east. I must go now to market to buy a fine large meal sack and a black wig. Just as I thought. Look at those blunderbusses poking out of the windows. The High Counselor is waiting for me to come in the front door. Well, I certainly am not going to fall into any such trap. Now I'll just put on this wig. There, No one will recognize me. I'll walk close to the side door here and crawl inside this meal sack. I hope somebody comes by soon. This burlap sack is very scratchy. Ah, here comes a maidservant.
Ah! Who's this?
Shh.
Well, I'll be off to tell the High Counselor about this, I will. A man in a bag who won't tell a body who he is, but just says, shh.
What's all this nonsense? A man in a bag? Either you are a fool or he is.
Come see for yourself, then.
I certainly will. You there, what do you want?
Shh. I'm not to be talked to now. This is a wisdom sack, and I am learning wisdom as fast as a duck can eat peas.
What wisdom have you learned?
I have learned wisdom about everything in the world. I am just now learning that the clever scamp who fooled the king yesterday is coming with 17 tall men to take the High Counselor willy-nilly to the castle this very morning.
Oh, my! Oh, my! And have you learned how I can get the better of this clever scamp?
Oh, yes.
Good. Then if you will tell me how to escape this clever rogue, I will give you $20.
That cannot be done. Wisdom is not bought so cheaply as the High Counselor thinks.
Well, then, I will give you $100.
Good. $100 is $100. If you will give me that much, then you can get into the sack yourself. You will learn all the wisdom you want and more.
Here, take the money and get out, get out. I have very little time. Now, am I supposed to crawl in, like so?
Yes, just so.
What? What? You've closed the sack. Where are you taking me? I'm the king's High Counselor.
And it's a good thing you are, too, for I would hate to go through all this trouble for the wrong man.
You're the one! You've tricked me! Let me out of this sack!
All in good time, High Counselor. Ah, here we are. Guard, I have a package for the king.
What is this now? You've come back carrying a sack over your back?
Your Highness, the High Counselor.
Oh, that's quite a trick. You certainly brought him here against his will.
Now may I marry the princess?
Not so fast, not so fast. There is one more thing you must do. Oh, you may have the princess and welcome, but first you must come tomorrow morning and pick her out from among 40 other maids just like her. Can you do that?
Yes, I believe I can do that.
Good. Because if you fail, you shall have a whipping and be sent packing from town.
So off went Boots, and the king thought that he was rid of him now, for Boots had never seen the princess, so how could he pick her out from among 80 others? This is the last test. I just have to make a little box, like so. Now I'm sure I can find a mouse in this straw I've been sleeping in. Ah, gotcha! Into the box, my little furry friend. You and I are going to visit a princess tomorrow morning.
What? Again? Don't you ever give up?
I believe I'm to choose the princess from among 40 other maidens this morning.
Yes, yes, come on in.
Oh, I have never seen so many beautiful women in one room before. Even if I knew what the princess looked like, I would have a hard time finding her in this crowd. Thank goodness I have my little furry friend with me. Go find her, Mousy.
Oh, Mousy! Save us!
Many of the maidens looked as though they would faint, but only one did. As soon as the others saw this one faint, they forgot all about the mouse and ran to her and fell to fanning her and slapping her hands and rubbing her head. This is the princess.
Yes, yes, you are right. You have won her hand and half this kingdom. Your family must be very proud to have such a clever son.
And they will be very surprised, I will tell you.